Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. As Jesus hung on the cross, do you think he reflected on his earthly life, inventoried all who had opposed him? Some of them were actually responsible for his crucifixion, but they were only the latest to consider him an enemy. There were many, many who came before. Indeed, from the very moment of his birth, he was hunted down for slaughter. Matthew describes this in his gospel passage that we just heard, starting in verse 13. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Herod learned of a child who was born, a child who Scripture called a mighty king. And he viewed this news as a direct attack on his throne, and he was driven then to mitigate that, even eliminate it, if possible. It mattered not that his sword of judgment was pointed at the heart of a perfectly innocent infant child. All that mattered was that his judgment would be executed in a way that would preserve his throne. And so he killed every young male in that area. And so years later, when Jesus hung on the cross, do you think Herod entered his mind? For Christ was suffering God's judgment for him too. The sin he became included the sin that tried to murder him as a small child. He who knew no sin became sin for all the world, even for Herod. It covered the Jewish leaders who handed him over to Pilate. And it covered Judas. It covered everyone. And Jesus knew it. And Jesus accepted it. And so often when I read this portion of Scripture, I tend to wonder about the mind of Herod. I ask myself, what could drive someone to hunt down and destroy others for no other reason than power? This morning I want to ask a different question. What could drive God to hunt down the sins of others, if for no other reason than to offer these transgressors forgiveness and salvation? See, I think that's the real question that lies behind this passage. Herod was an enemy of Jesus. That much is obvious, for he chose self over God. He chose his throne over God's throne. Even when the message of salvation was described to him by the Magi, instead of embracing it, instead of seeking it out to better understand it, he rejected it. And he actively fought to destroy it. And even in spite of this, Jesus would die for him. He would petition the Father to forgive those who were actively nailing him to the cross, but that petition would extend outward in space and time. It would include Adam and Eve. It would include Herod. And it would extend forward to you and to me. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What a powerful request hidden underneath such a simple statement. You see, to be forgiven, one must repent and request it. And to be compelled to repent, one must feel the weight of his sin. And to feel the weight of his sin, one must have faith. And to have faith, one must have the Holy Spirit. And to have the Holy Spirit, one must be sought out by God. You see? When Jesus asked that mercy be extended, what underpinned that request was nothing less than this: that the Father would send the Holy Spirit out into the world to find and try to convict every single sinful soul in the hope that they would repent and return back to God. This is what Jesus was asking: that no sin would fall outside this invitation for forgiveness. Not Herod's. Not the soldiers. No one's. There was no sin that Jesus excluded from his petition. Herod sent his warriors to kill Jesus. Jesus responded by asking that the Holy Spirit be sent to him with an offer of forgiveness. The Jewish leaders handed Jesus over to be crucified. Jesus responded by asking that the Holy Spirit be sent to them with an offer of forgiveness. And Pilate, who wanted to wash his own sins away, sent Jesus to the cross. And Jesus responded by asking that the Holy Spirit be sent to him with an offer of forgiveness. You see, the question is not about Herod or the Jewish leaders or Pilate or the soldiers. The real question has always been about God. What could drive God to hunt down the sins of others for no other reason than to offer these transgressors forgiveness and salvation? We can get a bit more personal. What could drive God to seek you? To send you the Holy Spirit so that you can be convicted and to turn back to Him? In spite of the life that you may have lived, the life that you're living now, in spite of the terrible choices that you have made or are making now, in spite of the uncomfortable times that you have pushed Him out and hid from Him, what could drive Jesus to not only take on your sins, to suffer for them, but then to call out to God to actively seek you out? The answer, of course, is love. Unconditional love. He loves you. And that love is active. It doesn't wait for you to find it. He sends it out. And He gives you the ability to reach out and receive it. And you did in your baptism. But he also knows that you will not be perfected until you are raised on the last day. So he continues to actively seek you out through his word, through the sacraments. He calls to you. He beckons you near so that he can lay upon you his mercy, so that he can offer you peace and forgiveness. What could cause God to seek you out, to send you the Holy Spirit, so that you can be convicted, so that you can turn back to him? We already answered that question. He loves you. Do you love him? He has sought you out. Will you turn back? And will you receive that love? Please pray with me. Lord, what would cause you, the Creator of all, to seek us out, us lowly, sinful beings? Were we that significant to you that you would actively search for us, call us by name, and offer us forgiveness? You know what we have done, and yet you still show love, and you still want us back. So here we are, Lord. You have found us. You have forgiven us. We thank you, and forever we will praise you. In your name we pray. Amen.